Thank you for calling Exceedance. My name is Markeandra. How may I assist you?
Hi, Markeandra. My name is Dorothy Wallace, and I'm a agile. I'm not. I'm Agile Logistics. I'm an Amazon partner. I want to report an accident that one of my drivers got into.
Okay, yes, ma'am. In the state of Oz?
It's New York.
In the date of Oz?
The 7th.
Of August.
Yes, August 7th. I'm sorry.
Okay, and the VIN number?
The VIN number for the vehicle is 7F as in Frank, C as in Charles, E as in Edward, H as in Harold, D as in Donald, B as in Boy, 76, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, 001688.
Okay. The name of the company?
My company is Agile Logistics, LLC.
All right, good. Address, email, and phone number for you.
Mine is Dorothy@agilelogistics.net.
Okay, phone number and address.
My phone number is 973-943-7830. Oh, my business address is 668 Clifton, CLIFTON Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, 07104.
All right, and the time of the accident?
It was 8:20 p.m.
In a brief description of what happened?
She was going down the tight street, and she hit a parked car. It was raining, and, you know, her judgment was off, I guess. But I also want you to make a note that, I guess, because, you know, you guys called them. Can you have a Spanish? She don't speak any English.
Okay.
So if you could make a note of that, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You said this happened at 5:30 p.m.?
No, 8:20.
8:20.
Yeah.
And the address of where this occurred?
It occurred. Oh, he did tell me. I forgot. Hold on one second. I can always look, though, right? I'm going to read because they did a report. Location of accident. 1016 West Edgar Road, Brooklyn, New York. Oh, no, that's not right. Wait a minute. 1016. Location of accident. Yeah, it is. That is. I'm sorry.
You said Brooklyn, New York?
Yes, it's in Brooklyn. Everything's in. That's the only place we deliver to is in Brooklyn.
You have a zip code?
Ooh, one second. I don't actually have one, but I can look for one for you. Because on the report, it doesn't show a zip code. There we are. Driver's address, phone number. I'm just going further down on the report to see if I see one. No, they don't actually give me a
Okay.
zip code.
Do you know what it was in front of or what address this is to?
It's in front of a building, if that's what you mean.
I asked because I'm seeing it's not showing me Brooklyn, New York for this address.
Oh, wait one second then. I'm sorry. That's the address that's on the report. Hold on one second. I'm trying to read you the information off the report. And I know I got to email you all this stuff, but recommendation. What the actual? Don't mind me. I'm texting my manager right now.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll give me something better than what this beautiful report says.
Okay, yes, ma'am. While we're waiting on reply, I'll go ahead and go on with the rest of the claim. Do
That's
you
fine.
have
Yep.
the damages to you guys' vehicle?
I have pictures of it. Is that what you're... Oh, I can tell you what it is. On the... Let me look at the picture so I can tell you exactly. On the driver's side, front bumper in that area.
Okay. And the name of the driver?
Hersel. Well, I'm going to have to spell the rest for you, okay? W-I-L. B-H-E-S, Serrano, S-E-R-R-A-N-O.
And you said the first name was?
Hersil, H-E-R-S-I-L.
Okay, and do you have any contact information?
He did send me an address. Yes, the address is 318 Hoyt Street. And yes, ma'am, I do have all her information.
And this was Brooklyn, New. Okay, this is the 318 Hoyt Street. That's where the accident happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry,
and,
I didn't. I was reading what was on the report, and obviously it's wrong because it says place of incident, and that's what's on there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's fine. And the address, email, or phone number for Hersel?
Her sales phone number is 551-455-4247.
And this is who
also?
you were saying speak Spanish. I apologize.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
She's a Spanish speaking person. It's okay. We're working through it. That's all we can do.
Yes, ma'am. And the address for?
401 Crosby, C-R-O-S-B-Y, Avenue in Patterson, New Jersey, 07502.
All right, and did she sustain any injuries?
None.
Okay, and do you have the year, make, and model of the vehicle? That was it.
I can tell you. Let me explain this to you. The person, whoever this vehicle belongs to, has yet to contact us. We left the information on their vehicle so that they can call us, and they have not responded. And this was on the 7th. So I'm just letting you know they have not responded.
Okay.
And It was a it's a burgundy Lincoln. It's an SUV. And I can give you the plate number because we took pictures. Obviously, I said I was sending you. I know I have to email you the pictures also, or somebody.
Okay.
You ready for the plate number?
Yes, ma'am.
L as in Larry, A as in A, M as in Mary, 7705.
All right, and do you know this was registered in New York?
The plate is a New York plate.
Okay.
And it's on their rear passenger side.
The damages.
Yes.
Okay. You said there was a police report?
We sent one to, we sent them the information. No police came.
Okay.
It was raining and there was nobody involved in the accident. There was nobody there. So, but we sent them our report to get a report. I haven't gotten it back yet, though.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Oh, see, in her statement, she does put that it's the Hoyt Street address.
All right, bear with me, and I'll go ahead and get that claim number for you.
Thank you.
No problem. And your driver, she did not have any passengers, correct?
No, it was just her.
Okay.
She didn't even have any packages. She said she was returning to the station. So it was just her in the van, that's it. And nobody was in their vehicle at all.
All right. I have that claim number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, dash, 24-04697. And I also have the adjuster's information whenever you're ready. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Her name is going to be Pamela Branch. Email is going to be pamela.branch at.
Wait one second. Wait one second. B-R-A-N-C-H?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what's her email again?
Pamela.branch at X as in X-ray. Claims.claims.
X. Okay, Pamela.branch at
xclaims.claims.
Does she have a phone number?
Yes, ma'am, she does. That phone number is going to be 231-225-9598.
Two three one two two five nine five nine eight.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Pamela.branch at xclaims dot claim, correct?
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Okay. Excuse me.
No problem, bless you.
Do you know how late she's in, or do I just wait for her to call me?
She may be in right now. I can try to get you transferred over to her if you would like. And if she doesn't answer, you can leave a voicemail. Otherwise, she'll reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
All right. Well, which one you think I should wait for her to call me?
It's completely up to you. Like I said, I can get you over, and if she doesn't answer, you can leave her a voicemail for a call back.
Okay. Did you ask me my policy number? Did I give you that already?
You did, and I looked it up with your, yes, ma'am,
okay,
with your VIN, and then once you told me your name, the name of the company.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Well, because I'm sitting here, I'm like, I don't remember giving it to her. Okay. Well, you can transfer me, and I'll leave her a short message, I guess. Thank you so much for helping me.
No problem. You have a good day, and give me one moment.
Okay. You stay safe.